News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Minister for Tourism, Peter Burke, has criticised hotels in Dublin for inflating their prices when there are big events on in the capital. He said it's something he will be addressing in October's budget. Michael Magner is National President of the Irish Hotels Federation. Michael, Peter Burke has a point. There's a fair bit of price gouging that goes on at these big events.
Good morning, Shane, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, I saw the minister's interview yesterday as part of the market diversification plans, and it's welcome to hear the minister say that the new tourism strategy is on track to be published next month, and also it's welcome to hear the commitment for the restoration of the 9% VAT for food and food-led businesses. There's a commitment in that. I also heard the minister answer the question in relation to what you just put to me about prices of hotel rooms in Dublin, and he was at pains to say not all hotels do that. And I think it's important for the benefit of everybody this morning just to drill down a little onto what this relates to. And this is in relation to pricing in Dublin for hotel prices when large scale events take place in the capital. And this question comes up time and time again. And we saw this question actually being addressed by the previous Minister for Tourism, okay, whereby she engaged Fall to Ireland to do research on it. And in December of 2023, a report was published to say that during large-scale events, Dublin is not out of line with other large international cities. And what we saw last weekend was a situation whereby two large-scale events, that was the Robbie Williams concert and an American college game, where over 20,000 American visitors came to the capital, will continue to holiday in Ireland this week. Demand simply outstripped supply. And what that report in 2023 identified, over the course of 12 months, you would have a number of compression nights. And in any case of 1 year, you might have 10 compression nights where demand far exceeds supply. Yeah. And what was left last Saturday were a small number of rooms with very little availability, and those prices undoubtedly were high. However, when you look at Dublin compared to other cities around Europe and across the world, when these large-scale events come to these areas, it drives prices up. And I suppose what we need to learn from this is, why on earth would you have two large scale events with large demand running at the same weekend? And really what
here's an idea, how about you just continue to charge the same rate regardless? Like, you know, you say compression nights, a lot of people would say oppression nights, and I had friends home at the weekend trying to book a hotel room last weekend, and they were more than happy to spend a few bob, getting quoted like €1,500 for a hotel room, for very modest hotels. I'm not going to name the different hotels that we have checked out, but modest enough hotels, you're talking about €650 for a double room, €569 another one. And like, you can have as many services as you want. Let's call it what it is. That's price gouging.
Well, I don't accept that, to be honest with you, because I know in my own business, I own and operate my own hotel in Cork, and almost next year, 2026, 50% of my bedroom stock is already allocated to business coming into my hotel for that period of time. And hotels, by their nature, will subsequently allocate, and they will contract out well in advance. I certainly wouldn't pay €1,500, by the way, Shane, for a hotel bedroom. But equally, I think it's important as well to be mindful that when you look at demand exceeding supply, then we need to spend what we can afford to spend. And I had a look actually at the next large scale event coming into Dublin, which is the NFL game in September. And I looked this morning and there are only 8 hotels available for sale within Dublin City. However, if you go 21 kilometres outside the city, and as long as there's appropriate transport infrastructure and extra buses and rail lines put on to serve the demand, you can get a hotel room in a very good 4-star hotel, okay, for just over €300.
Michael, you must be the only sector in the world that's actually calling for reduced demand.
No, we're not. The demand is there, but what we're doing is addressing questions like what you're putting to me this morning. When demand is far exceeding supply, the prices of hotel rooms then come into question. And the reality of it is what
they don't come into question, they go up, and they go up dramatically. I mean, maybe it's a radical idea, maybe I'm being naive, but how about just leaving the hotel prices the same as they would be on a less quiet weekend? Is that such an outrageous proposition?
Well, I think what we're discussing here as well is a discussion around dynamic pricing, and hotels aren't alone in this particular subject area. So you level that question to me. This is a question that's put to any industry or otherwise. So the airline industry is, well, restaurants is an
example
don't, of it.
Like, restaurants don't put up their prices for a particular weekend. Like, you know, there was huge events last weekend. I went out for dinner on Saturday night. It wasn't cheap, but the prices weren't more expensive than they were three nights earlier. Like, a lot of people listening today would say, you kind of have a hard neck looking for a cut in VAT when you're able to charge 600, 700 and more for a hotel room.
Okay, so just to be clear as well about the VAT, Shane, the hotel industry has never sought a reduction in VAT for the price of hotel guest rooms. What the hotel industry and the Hotel Federation is calling for is a reduction in VAT for food-led businesses and for those restaurants that are struggling, as we know, that's going to be very tricky to separate those.
I mean, you've certain offers, for example, that include the all-in-the-one price dinner and bedroom, and the likelihood is there will be a cut in VAT.
Well, it's welcome to hear that, because businesses are struggling in the food related area. And I know it from my own members. Not all my members have multiple hundreds of guest rooms. In fact, when you move outside Dublin and into regional Ireland, most hotels are an average size of 50 bedrooms, and their business, 70 and 80% of their turnover is made up of food and beverage. Mm. But to address your question about price, in Dublin, the average price of a room up to July of this year was €172. And that's a decline of nearly 2% when compared to this time last year. So prices are falling. But the reality of it is that we have this conversation time and time again when large-scale events hit the capital and other cities, there is a situation of compression night. And over the course of the year, there are probably no more than 10 compression nights. And really, the real solution for people looking to stay in and around the region of where an event is taking place is book well in advance. And I know that sounds like, you know, pondering, but that is a fact. If you book in advance, you'll get the best possible rate. And if you're happy to stay outside of large scale areas where the demand is, there is value to be secured.
Okay, thanks for talking to us this morning. Michael McNair, National President of the Irish Hotels Federation.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.